Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Money Control's daily podcast based on our exclusive Editor's Picks newsletter. This newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. The Supreme Court's order to liquidate Bhushan Power and Steel has thrown JSW Steel's acquisition into jeopardy and sent shockwaves across corporate India, writes Debor Shichaki. Despite completing the deal and operating the company since 2021, JSW Steel now faces the prospect of unwinding the ₹19,350 crore deal, raising questions about the credibility and finality of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code or IBC process. The clean state provision of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code is meant to shield new owners from past liabilities, but JSW Steel's fate now hangs precariously. With Apple CEO Tim Cook confirming that India will be the source of most iPhones that will be sold in US in the June quarter, Danish Khan reports on how this will happen. To meet US demand and to get around tariffs, Apple is planning to divert India-made iPhones originally meant for Europe, the UK and Asia to the US. For context, Apple manufactured 40 to 45 million iPhones in India, or 18 to 20% of its global output in 2024. Only about one-third of these were exported to US last year, but the number this year will be much higher. The tech giant is also accelerating Indian manufacturing facilities. India's future also lies in unlocking its creator economy. Adobe CEO Shantanu Narayan spoke exclusively to Vikas SN and asserted that India's next wave of growth will come from its creators, not from software coding. Narayan argues that the next wave in India will come from companies focused on interfaces, not data or AI models. With Pakistan's closing of its airspace forcing a diversion of many global flights, India plans to deploy around 50 additional air traffic controllers, each at Mumbai's Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport and Rajkot International Airport, reports Yarakullah Khan. The move is a response to a sharp strike in traffic volumes at Mumbai ATC and upgraded 24/7 operations at Rajkot. Indian stocks are showing signs of a recovery, with the advance decline ratio hitting a 10-month high in April, reports Ravindra Sonavane. The ratio averaged 1 to 26, its highest level since June 2024, indicating renewed investor confidence and a rebound across segments. But foreign portfolio investors are still cautious about investing in Indian government securities despite a 90-day pause on Trump's tariffs, reports Manish M. Suvarna. FPI investment in GSEC stands at ₹2.95 lakh crore as of May 2, lower than the pre-tariff level of ₹3.6 lakh crore on April 2. Also read N. Mahalakshmi's sharp take on the outlook for markets and why she thinks that the real action is not on the indices but elsewhere. Head to moneycontrol.com. With PM Narendra Modi relaunching the idea of Amravati as Andhra Pradesh's new capital on 2nd May, do read Dinesh Akula's piece on how Chandrababu Naidu's ₹65,000 crore pet project has come back to life after years of neglect and legal struggles with a new vision to be the world's first fully renewable-powered capital city and why it matters. As the new tax regime became more attractive, accountants are reporting a rise in employers restructuring pay packages to offer corporate national pension system to employees, reports Preeti Kulkarni. Most employees with significant house rent allowance claims are opting for the new tax regime. Only those paying high rents, which is more than ₹85,000 per month, and claiming HRA exemptions have a compelling reason to stick with the old system. As India weighs its military options on Pakistan, an unexpected worry is the danger of a third front being opened up by Bangladesh. After a member of Muhammad Yunus's inner circle threatened a Bangladeshi attack on India's northeast, if India acts against Pakistan, read Smita Mishra's quick take on the growing bonhomie between Pakistani generals and the new regime in Dhaka. This means that Indian planners will also have to take into account the vulnerability of the Chicken's Neck, which is a narrow corridor connecting India's northeast to the rest of the country. And finally, we leave you with some cryptic MC Insider reports from boardrooms and corridors of power. From chapatis neatly folded into your CTC to a startup founder's wedding turned war mandap and a disgraced market guru offering astrological advice, May 2nd's MC Insider has stories you won't ever find in the newspapers. Catch all the gossip on moneycontrol.com. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.